everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. I'm really glad you're here with me today because I was asked to do another in-depth dive into blood sugar, diabetes, and the obesity problem and all the things that are plaguing us, because diet-induced diabetes is such an epidemic in our society. We call it diabetes 2. But because of pre-diabetes and diabetes 2, you're seeing obesity, you're seeing heart attacks, you're seeing Alzheimer's. Believe it or not, they call that diabetes 3. You're seeing inflammation throughout the body, common brain fog at a lesser degree before it becomes Alzheimer's. You're seeing the strokes that I mentioned, even cancer, and a wide variety of other diseases are related to elevated blood sugar. And the lack of energy. You think eating sugar would give you energy, and it may for just a very short amount of time, then it drops your energy. So this company I work with, moremito.com, I don't own any of the company or anything of that sort, but I am in love with their products. The More Mito Restore, they've taken 44 different things and concentrated into one product because of the XDS technology. And that XDS technology allows things to get into the mitochondria. When you have inflammation throughout the body, when you have things like blood sugar, you don't absorb like a healthy person. It may never get where you want it. The food you may eat may turn to fat, but never get into the cell and become energy and revitalizing the cell and keeping it young and healthy. Well, Dr. Bevan Elliott has solved that problem. It's a proprietary solution, so I'm not going to be explaining to you how, because I don't even know exactly how he does it all. I know a little bit about how he does it, but it's a really ingenious thing. It takes a long time to formulate it and to get everything right. It started off with like 6 nutrients in it, and then over a period of time, he found he could add a few more, and they worked together. Sometimes he'd add something, and it would neutralize it, so he'd have to leave it out. That went through a lot of things to get the XDS technology working, where, and that's like the difference between a flashlight and a laser. A flashlight, the photons are bouncing off each other when they leave the flashlight, and they don't go very far. If I shine it out in the at night towards the moon, it may get a mile or two. An airplane may see my flashlight. That's about it. But if I have a pretty good strong laser, I can put a dot on the moon, and that's because everything is moving together. Everything is in sync. Well, that's what he's done here. It's the difference between a train running into a tunnel and all the boxcars carrying everything it needs going into that tunnel smoothly, or if it just boxcars going all which way and most of it never gets where it's supposed to go. So I'm seeing solutions in areas I've never seen before in all the years I've been doing this. I mean, I've been doing it for a long time, long before I started nutrition counseling and started doing my radio show, which started in March of 97, I was lecturing around the world on exercise. And I've been studying this stuff since I was 14 years old. So I've been at it for many, many years. But I've never seen anything affect so many things. So what you're going to get today, we're going to go to a break in a moment. But when I come back, I want you to hear these testimonials from some people that Roger Hill has captured for me, and the amazing effects on their blood sugar and heart problems and everything else. So I want you to hear that. But I also want you to hear this nutritional counseling session. That's what they call it, that I do for this company. It's a little bit long, but I want you to be able to participate in this, or at least hear it. And in this, I get into more depth into the blood sugar problems, things to do about it. And I also take questions and answers. So please share this with friends and family, because you know, right now, you know people that are going to die prematurely because they can't get a handle on their blood sugar. And I'm telling you how to do it. So share this with everyone you can. We're going to go to break and we'll be right back, folks. If you're a regular listener to the show, you've heard me talk about the Alter Mito Restore product. Just a phenomenal product because of this XDS technology. And you've heard the interviews and the way it's changing people's lives. Same thing with the Rejuvenate Gel. We're having miraculous effects with that. So if you want to get a hold of this product, and I recommend everybody do it, and get it for your friends and family, go to moremito.com/RadioDan. Read about it, study it, listen to the testimonials, and take advantage of it. And call this phone number, 509-593-3300. Folks, every Saturday at 11 o'clock Central Standard Time, I help with the call on More Mito, where you hear these people call in and talk about the testimonials, and I give some of the educational programs. But what I'm also doing for the company, 30 minutes after that, that last 1 hour, at 12:30 Central Standard Time, I do another 30, 35 minutes educating people and taking their questions and answers. So if you want to be part of that, you can call Dale at the phone number I give on the More Mito commercial, and you can also call in and listen to this call. So call 608-906-0003, 608-906-0003, and call in as my guest. I want you to hear what people have to say. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that, and you'll get 121 shows or more. And there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. I have a friend, Gary Bueller, that Roger Hill interviewed. And when I first met Gary, after the divorce, he just ate himself into obesity till he got up to about 600 pounds. And right now, he weighs under 300 pounds, and he actually teaches dance. He loves to dance, and he's very good at it. Well, his A1C just went through the roof. And when they first introduced me to him, they asked me, well, what would an A1C of 12, 13, what would that do? I said, it's deadly. It'd kill you. Well, see what happened. So, Roger, bring on Gary, and let's hear what results he got with it.
Gary, how high did your A1C get when you were off of Restore?
Around the 13s and 14s. Before I started using Restore at all, that's where I was always at, 13, 14, 16, things like that. Okay. And once I got on Restore, I got it to go down. I got it down to about eight and a half, nine, something like that. And then I ran out of Restore, and it went right back up to 12s and 13s. Now I've got it back on Restore the last 3 months.
So, Gary, now that you're back, on Restore, what has happened now that you're back on it?
Now that I'm back on Restore, I've been on now solid for about 3 months, and in that amount of time, I brought my A1C from the 9s and 10s that I finally was up to before. After getting off of it, I'm down now to 7.1.
Okay. Congratulations. You're back on track. We just got to keep you that way.
Oh, yeah. I got to get some more.
All right. Thanks for sharing that, Gary.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Gary. I really appreciate that. And, you know, he almost lost his legs, as he's referring to. I mean, he would have probably would have been dead by now. If once you lose your legs and you can't move around, it would be horrible. But he's doing great now. He learned this lesson, what happened when he doesn't use the product, which is what when he does. Now, we have another man, Bill Critfield, and he had a similar results, but he had some very, very serious health problems. I'm not going to tell you before, but you'll be amazed at the results that he's had. So, Bill, come on. I want to hear your story, and I really appreciate you sharing this. Roger, bring Bill on for me, please.
I want to talk to Bill live right now. Bill, are you with me?
I'm here.
All right. So this has been fascinating. I mean, like, you've had so many different things, and you're so perfect for what we're talking about today that you can have multiple situations that all have to do with this cascade that starts with us not being able to manage the oxidation and needing more support when it comes to antioxidants and whatnot to restabilize our systems. But you told me something this morning that I really would like for you to share. I'll play the whole recording on Monday night as we will continue this topic then. But it has to do with the metformin that you were on and your blood sugar has gone normal. Share with us, if you would, the conversation that you had with your doctor about that and what he said.
Well, I was diabetic for several years, and when I was tested, my A1C was at 13. And now it's at 5.2, which is non-diabetic. But my doctor said, well, stay on your medications because you've been diabetic for so long. You just go ahead and stay on them, and we'll make sure you don't get back to diabetic. Well, I've lost 125 pounds. And the thing is I stopped taking, all my diabetic medications, including metformin, but also insulin. And I am doing great. My glucose is about 85. So I don't need it. I just don't need it. I've been taking the Restore since June. And, I don't tell people, but I've had 7 strokes and 6 heart attacks. And I guess you'd call me $1 million man. I don't know. But I'm back to normal. I'm getting back to normal. Here in about, a month or so, I'm about ready to give up my walker I've used for 10 years. Because my balance is normal. And so I'm a customer for life.
So Bill, you preempted my question, which was, how long do you plan on taking this stuff?
for life.
Thank you, Bill. Now let's get that straight. You had 7 strokes and 6 heart attacks, and you were on all this different medicine. In fact, one of the medicines, metformin, I used to recommend metformin, and now it's come out that it's not a good idea. It can be quite harmful. And so it's so great that you're doing so wonderful. I'm amazed that you're here. Not many people survive 6 heart attacks. And apparently the stroke hadn't affected you. So thanks again, Bill, for sharing that. Now, blood sugar affects the eyes. And sometimes when the eyes are going bad, they assume it's blood sugar. It's not always. There can be a lot of other reasons, injuries. Sunlight can injure our eye, genetic, whatever. But Tara Davis, she had a really interesting effect. And I picked up on this stuff. Some other people have said the same thing. And I use the Rejuvenate Gel with Restore mixed up around my eyes. But let's see what happened to Tara on using those together. Bring her on, Roger, please.
Daria, I can't wait to hear about your experience. Go right ahead.
Yes. I listened to the testimony about the Restore and the Rejuvenate for eyes. I had went to the eye doctor about a month ago, and they had told me that they had seen something in the back of my eyes. They asked me, was I diabetic and all that, and I told them no. And they said they had seen something in the back of my eyes, and they said they didn't know if it was, leaking or bleeding in the back of my eyes. So I started using the Restore and the Rejuvenate together. And I mixed it together a little bit, rubbed it on my hands, rubbed it around my eyes. But when I went to the doctor today, they wanted to know what I had used. I said, nothing but Jesus Christ, Rejuvenate, and Restore. And Rejuvenate and Restore together, rubbed it on my eyes, got that. They seen nothing. They said my eyes was perfect. Perfect.
Wow. So were you just rubbing it on your eye, taking the Restore internally?
I was taking the Restore too. I was taking it underneath my tongue and let it stay there for a while. I used that once a day, and then
one dropper.
Yes, one dropper.
Four.
One dropper and rub on my eyes. And I have high blood pressure, but I haven't. I go back to the doctor soon to see what's going on with that. But I haven't had any headaches. I haven't had nothing. Like, I just feel so rejuvenated.
Before you got on it, you were experiencing headaches, and what else were you experiencing?
Yes. Anxiety real bad. Anxiety real bad, and then I was having problems with my eyes. And like I said, when I went to the doctor, he said that it was something going on with my eyes. Mr. Roger gave the testimony about the eyes with the Rejuvenate and that, and the Restore. So I'm gonna try that. And praise to God. Before I put it on, I prayed to God, just help my eyes. Help my eyes right now. I'm not a diabetic that I know of, and I don't want to have to go to surgery for my eyes or nothing. Went back to the doctor today. He couldn't believe it.
Wow. How soon after you started taking Restore did you begin to feel better?
Maybe like a week later. I have been using it now for like 3 weeks now. Oh, my eyes, it feels so good. Actually, I'm driving around now with no glasses on today.
You normally have to wear glasses?
Yes, I normally wear glasses.
Well, good for you.
Yes,
and you know, you're not even taking a normal dose. You're taking 1 milliliter, and the dose is 4.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I just had to get a testimony today because I'm so excited. I'm past the word. My sister, she said she's getting ready to order today. Yes, I passed. God is good, I tell you. He's awesome. Thank you, Jesus.
Totally.
Rejuvenate and restore.
All right. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Wow. They thought she was going to need surgery. She doesn't need surgery on her eyes anymore. Now, I have another one. One more I want you to hear. Dinah. Now, she had problems with her feet. Let's hear what she said. It's just a short little thing here, but let's hear what she had to say about it. So, Roger, please put Dinah on. I want to say Dinah. But Dinah, I'm sorry about that, Dinah. Bring her on. I want to hear the results she's gotten with the Restore and the Rejuvenate Gel.
Dinah, you put Rejuvenate on feet. The toes had moved since when?
Yes. 2016. I had three bars in my spine, and I had numbness that's been there since 2016. And I have not been able to, I can move my foot as a whole, but I have never been able to move my toes or separate them. And Grace was rubbing my feet with it because my foot was hurting. And she just started rubbing my feet and we were just sitting there talking. And then my toes are moving and I'm like, Grace, my toes are moving. They're separating. Look, I'm like, I've never been able to separate my toes. And we just kept looking because I couldn't believe it because they were moving and I didn't know. They were moving because I always like move my foot, but it would move like the whole foot would move. And I just happened to look down to see the toes were moving and I didn't even know that they were moving. And that right there, and they still move. They still move. That was about, what, a week or two ago? 2 weeks. It's been about 2 weeks now. And I use my cream. Yes, we do.
Right. Vision change.
Wow. You know, that's very amazing, Roger and Diana, because that means the nerves are being regenerated. And I know a lot of people like Bill, Gary, too, Gary Bueller, he first one told me his daughter, who's a massage therapist, rubbed the Rejuvenate Gel into his legs. His legs were starting to turn dark, black, which means he was going to lose those lower legs. And she did that about 3 times a day, and his legs turned back to being normal skin color. Well, that means not only the blood vessels, but the blood vessels that feed the nerves. Normally when that dies, you don't think they're going to come back, but they are. So here and now, folks, I really appreciate the help, Roger, and I really appreciate everyone for telling their story. We're going to go to the nutritional counseling session I do here. I've heard this before, and I didn't train Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman. My equipment was introduced to their trainer when they were in Oklahoma making Rain Man. And in fact, Dustin Hoffman used to call the office all the time and buy equipment for all his family members. He has a huge family. But there have been a lot of celebrities and pro football teams and basketball and baseball. And so Dale will explain a little bit of that to you, and then we're going to go into this. And so please stay with me because I think there's some really good information you're going to find. We'll be right back, folks. Regular listeners of the show, you've heard me talk about this More Mito Restore product and More Mito Rejuvenate. You know they're miraculous products. They really are phenomenal. And we've been running interviews with people. I want everyone to take advantage of it. And you can find out more about it. You can read the what products or what nutrients are in it. And you can read about Dr. Elliott that developed this. Go to moremito.com/RadioDan. More, moremito.com/RadioDan. And then call this number, 509-593-3300. You'll get Dale, or ask for Dale, and tell him you're a friend of Dan Soloway's. And boy, folks, use this product, introduce it to your family and friends, and it'll make a world of difference in their life.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out, skills2change.com.
Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com. danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that and you'll get 121 shows or more, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com.
I want to make sure everybody understands just a little bit about Dr. Dan. Dr. Dan's been doing radio broadcasts since 1997. And he's just had a tremendous background. If you go to his website, Dr. Dan's Health Talks, you'll see that, as Roger covered a little bit today, Dan has a tremendous background. He holds 11 U.S. patents, 22 foreign patents in the fitness industry. He's advised people like Bo Jackson, Herschel Walker, who's back in the news right now. He's advised people who trained Mike Tyson. He's, John McEnroe, Tom Selleck. He worked on the Rain Men, the Two Stars. Listen, he's got a tremendous background in health and nutrition, everything from anti-aging, secrets of longevity, reversing heart disease. The thing that brought me to Dr. Dan was a discussion he had on stem cells and the heart. And then all of that knowledge got teamed with our product, More Mito Restore and More Mito Rejuvenate. Dr. Dan is an expert on everything affecting the body through mitochondria, and not just our products, but additional things that teamed with our products work even better. Just a huge background. It's a privilege to have him with us, and a privilege for all of us to get some one-on-one time through this phone call with Dr. Dan. Dr. Dan, take it away.
Well, thank you, Dale. I really appreciate that. And there's so much to say about diabetes, and I'm going to try to keep this to about 35 minutes, but I could do 2 hours on this, because there's such an issue with so many different people out there. Now, there's basically three forms of diabetes. But we should start off with pre-diabetes, because most people are in a pre-diabetic state and are obese society that we have right now. And they can be in that state for 10, 20, 30 years. And that means their blood sugar is getting up 110, 120, but not really full-blown diabetes. But pre-diabetes is really more of the state where they really put on weight. A full-blown diabetic sometimes will get real skinny, because the body will start eating their muscle and eating everything it can, and it still can't get the energy, because it can't transfer that energy into the cells. Okay, but the common diabetes when I was young, and there weren't many, I had an uncle that had diabetes 1. Diabetes 1 is insulin-dependent diabetic, and it usually happens in childhood. And for whatever reason, the immune system attacks the islets on the pancreas, so the pancreas can't produce insulin. Without insulin, you die. And some genius back 50, 60 years ago, they started isolating insulin. I don't know if it's from pigs or where, but they started taking the insulin out of the pancreas of pigs and
giving it to people, and it's saving people's lives, saving these children's lives. Well, it's, you know, if you have full-blown diabetes, I would not be someone that says to take you off insulin unless you get where taking a product like Ultramite Restore gets where things are functioning that you may be able to lower the amount you're taking or get off completely, which is really strange to think about in the idea of diabetes 1, because how does that work? Well, we've seen this have a few people having that effect, but how would that work? Because the islets are supposed to be dead, gone. And when those islets are dead, how does secrete insulin? That sometimes you can rebuild something. Stem cells and other things that need to take place can regenerate something that's really been dormant or had an inability to function for many, many years. But the more common diabetes is diet-induced diabetes, which was what we always called diabetes 2. But the proper name would be diet-induced diabetes. And diabetes 3 is a new name for Alzheimer's because the brain can't absorb the sugar. And when it does that, it's just like turning down the dimmer light. It goes into all-time brain fog, where instead of just having a few times, you know, like after Thanksgiving meal, you eat too much. You may have taken some cranberry sauce and all this, eating some of the cookies that someone brought and all this stuff. I'm thinking about myself. Being the bachelor uncle, I'm the one that comes and just eats. I don't bring anything. But anyway, you eat too much, and 30 minutes or an hour after you eat, your blood sugar drops, and you're sleepy. And you have to sleep for a little while to regain your energy. Well, people that have Alzheimer's, their brain is like that all the time because they're not getting the sugar in. The people that are in a state of diabetes too, their blood sugar is going up and down. They may have energy for a little while, then all of a sudden they get real sleepy. And we know about people taking siestas after they have their beans and rice. The Hispanics, you know, always had the a nap period. Well, beans and rice and flour tortillas is a good way to lower your blood sugar. And when that blood sugar goes from being real high and drops down, you're sleepy, you're tired. And then you're hungry again. You know, the old joke about Chinese food, 30 minutes later you want to eat again? It's because of sweet and sour sauce in the rice. What happens, it's a roller coaster ride. A healthy person, the blood sugar goes up. As you see, if you eat something, it can go up pretty high, actually. But it goes up, and then it comes back down. It comes down maybe a little bit under the baseline of what is considered a good, healthy level when you're fasting, where the blood sugar is right at that healthy level. It'll drop down below that, but not much. And it'll do that maybe within a 30-minute period. But someone that's diabetic, the blood or pre-diabetic, it'll go way up and then it'll stretch out in maybe a couple of hours of being down. So when it drops down, you're hungry again. You eat. You try to regain the energy, but it can put you right back up on that roller coaster and you always feel hungry. Doesn't matter how much you eat, you always feel hungry. Well, we have that in our society. People are snacking all the time. So what do we do about it? We have to rebuild our sensitivity to insulin. And we're a society that has lost its sensitivity, and it's like being numb on a cellular level. So the insulin comes in, knocks on the door, and no one listens. No one opens the door, so the sugar can't get in. We have to learn how to get that that doorway open again. Well, here's how it works. A healthy person on a muscle cell will have about 2,400 receptor sites, not islets, but receptor sites for insulin. I don't know who counted these things, but 2,400 receptor sites. And when the sugar comes in, it carries that into the mitochondria. And it'll carry fat in there too. I mean, fat will get in there. Insulin is a transport transport chemical. It's like a little carts or the cars on a railroad train. It will carry that in. And then they get over to the mitochondria, dump it into the mitochondria. The mitochondria will burn it. But the mitochondria can't burn it, or it can't get to the mitochondria. You now have a mitochondria dysfunction, and you have diabetes. Well, the reason the body does that is if too much sugar goes into that cell, it will actually destroy the cell. It's like pouring acid into the cell. If it's more than the cell can handle. And another thing that happens too is what they call glycation. It's little strands of sugar, like cotton candy. You ever watch them make the cotton candy when you're a kid? Well, we do that inside our cells. And this sticky substance builds up in the cells. And a normal healthy cell, now it depends on what part of the body you're talking about, but a normal healthy cell divides about 65 times in your life. They call it a Hayflick effect. Each time it divides, it tears a little bit right at the end. They call it the telomere, which is like the eyelets, eyelets are what they call it, right on the end of the shoestring. And once those get torn too much, that cell can't divide anymore and it dies. Or it could become cancerous, but normally it dies. And so you want that cell to live longer periods before it dies. But that sugar will kill it sooner, and that cell will have a shorter lifespan. And that's one of the destructive things about too much sugar. But the body knows this. So it cuts off the ability for the sugar to get in. It gets the little doorbells, which are the receptor sites, it turns those off. It literally gets rid of them. So instead of having 2,400, you start going down to 1,000 and then 600 and maybe 400 in there. Well, you have some to get some sugar in, but very little sugar. So you're always hungry. But it doesn't want to rebuild them because there's too much sugar circulating now around in the blood. That sugar, even though it hadn't gone into your muscle cells, it's pretty damn good about going over and making fat and getting stored as fat for someday that you may actually need it. So what do you do about it? Well, if you do intermittent fasting and you have a period where you don't eat for 18 hours and just drink water and herbal teas and or some green tea and coffee without sugar and cream and stuff added to it, and you do that for 18 hours, the body says, I need some sugar here. So it rebuilds those little chemical doorways, those little doorbells. And now you can handle that insulin. And that insulin can carry that sugar in. And it can go into the furnace, which is the mitochondria, and be burnt and create energy. So you can blink your eye, your retina can move, your muscles can move. You can't do anything without the mitochondria having enough energy to perform that task. I mean, every little thing you're doing, the breath you're taking, the blinking of your eye, the thoughts you're thinking right now are all a byproduct of mitochondrial energy. When I was, I got my PhD back in 2005. I'd already been doing radio since 97, but there was a doctor that I admired, Dr. McDay, and he had weighed about, as I understand, I didn't know him at the time, over 300 pounds, I think that's 350 or something, at least over 300 pounds. And he had a very successful wedding business. And before that, he had a PhD in psychology. But he got tired of working with the pathology of people and decided he'd go switch careers and got into the wedding industry and had the biggest industry in Oklahoma in wedding photography. Then someone found him passed out on the floor in his, I don't know if it's in a dark room or where, but they found him passed out. And he woke up in the hospital a couple of days later from a diabetic coma. And they said, you have extreme diabetes. You're not going to live five more years. This is going to kill you. Well, he took off 130 pounds and he started going on a low carb diet. He sold his wedding business, went to Bastyr and Chatsworth University and picked up a PhD and also a naturopathic degree and become a leading expert in diabetes. The people that have a disease really, really study it. I mean, I'm always amazed when someone comes to me for counseling and how they'll know they're, if they have a bad joint and the doctors talk to them and they'll go, well, he said, this ligament is a problem. Or if they're a case like someone that's a diabetic, they'll know all the ins and outs usually and what they've done. Sometimes not. I have a friend of mine that has gone into diabetic comas, and I had assumed he knew that sugar would drive his blood sugar down and cause that problem. He went, you mean eating too much sugar is causing this? He's in his 70s, and he hadn't been told that. A lot of times this happens. I make part of my living as a painter and sculptor. In fact, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to let you guys look at my art prints and see if you want to buy any of my art prints. But nevertheless, I made a living as a painter and sculptor for many years. And my last major art dealer, Tom Summers, he was about 6'2", probably weighed about 160 pounds. Usually someone that's diabetic is real thick through the middle, but Tom was very slender. And when I would have lunch with him, he'd always want to go to the Chinese restaurant and eat sweet and sour, Chinese food and have a lot of rice. Then he started showing up having diabetic problems and started swelling up. And he got the excess fluid down as edema, which meant he had some congestive heart failure. And he got really numb on his feet to a point that when you get numb, the neuropathy, and you get a sore, it doesn't heal. Or doesn't heal very easily. Well, he had a hole in the bottom of his heel that was a little bigger than a quarter. And you could look into it and go all the way to the heel bone. And it grossed you out to look at. That's why I'm not a surgeon. I feel that pain when I see people have that. Well, he lost that lower leg of that foot up to the knee. And then within a year, he was dead. He would ask me what to take. And I said, well, you need chromium, vanadium, and zinc, and you need that. You need a few other products. I'd buy them for him, and he would, I'd bring it to him. I'd write out what he did, and he would put it up in his cabinet. And about 3 or 4 months later, he'd call me and say, now, what is that again? How do I take that? That went on for a few years. That was before he ended up with a hole in the bottom of his leg and bottom of his foot and lost his leg. He wouldn't do what he needed to do, and he wasn't changing his diet. But it made him feel good that he would tell me to go buy some stuff for him, and he'd pay me for it. But you got to do it. You got to do the program for it to be a difference. I miss him. He was a tremendous art dealer, but I couldn't help him. I could tell him what to do, but I couldn't make him do it. I couldn't stay with him all that time. So it's very important that you don't just hear this information, but you try to apply it. And at first you may apply it, then you may fall off the wagon a little bit. Then you apply it and you get a little bit better. And eventually you sort of hone it in. There's a lot of habits that you do that you take for granted right now. You get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you take a shower. You do all these different things. When you were a little boy, your parents said, did you brush your teeth? Oh, no, I didn't. I didn't want to. I didn't take a bath today. Well, they had to work with you to get you to do it. But after a little while, no one has to work with you. You don't have to think about it. It's just habit. It's just part of your lifestyle. So what we're trying to do here is implement new lifestyle changes. It's not so much we're trying to hold you down to stop you from doing what you had been doing. We're trying to direct you to a new way of doing things. And sugar and starch will raise that blood sugar. Remember, just because it's not white sugar doesn't mean it won't affect your blood sugar. Mashed potato will raise your blood sugar faster than white sugar will. So will cereal. They have a glycemic index, which I advise you to download that off the internet, glycemic index, and look at what spikes the blood sugar. Well, like certain fruit, like grape juice, boy, that's almost 100. That's like just injecting glucose right into you. And same thing with orange juice. But lemon juice and grapefruit juice, very, very low. And so they're both fruits, but they react differently. White sugar, I believe, is about 68, 65 on the glycemic index, cane white sugar. And yet bread is about 78. Cereals that you take that you think, oh, it's cereal, it's supposed to be healthy, it's grain. Oh, I'm doing myself some good. Many of those cereals are going to be much higher than white sugar. And mashed potatoes are the highest. I think orange juice would be right up there, and grapefruit and grape juice would be right up there. Welch's grape juice that we always thought was good for us when we were kids, and orange juice. A lot of vitamin C in orange juice, but it's not good for you because one of the worst things you can do to your body is spike your blood sugar. So you look up that glycemic index, you learn what foods that are under 50 and preferably under 25. You try to eat in that range. And there's a lot of things you can eat. Meat, cheese, eggs, lettuce, tomatoes, things like broccoli, cauliflower, a little bit of tomatoes. Tomatoes have some sugar in it. Peppers, I like bell peppers. And those little tiny peppers I like real well. Not the hot ones necessarily, but I do like those. And a little bit of onions. Onions have sugar in them. But there's a lot of things you can eat. And there's some fruits that aren't too bad, like strawberries and blueberries. Most of the berries are very low in sugar. Blueberries a little bit higher. I just got interrupted by a friend of mine there. You learn that part. Now, if you can take a low-carb diet or a keto diet, now I said this last week, a keto diet is a low-carb diet, except the emphasis is more on healthy fats. Not only is sugar and insulin inflammatory and destructive to your organs and to your delicate blood vessels that feed your eyes and feed your kidneys and feed the bottom of your feet, it's the capillaries that bring the oxygen. It comes down the big tubes into smaller tubes and then out into the capillaries, and the red blood cells brings that oxygen that feeds the nerves and feeds the feet. And if it doesn't feed it, that tissue starts dying. And that's why people lose their limbs if they're diabetic. They can lose their legs and fingers. The hands usually come a little later, but they lose their eyesight because they can't feed it. Well, we're learning how to reverse that. You got to be able to feed it, and you got to be smart about it. Now, if you eat low carb, and there's plenty of low carb diets out there, Dr. Atkins being the most famous, I interviewed him back about 99 or 2000, and it was a funny story to me. As I was telling that there was a great study done on a low-carb diet by the San Diego Naval Academy, where they took marathon runners back then, and they still do to a degree, say, oh, you need to eat pasta and bread and all this stuff for a week or two before you run your marathon to load all that sugar into your cells. And when you load that into your cells, then you're going to be able to run for so much longer. Well, you can always store between 2,000, 2,500 calories of sugar in your cells and in the liver as well. But in the form of fat, you may have 20,000, 50,000, depending on how much fat you're carrying, of calories. But you can't get to it because you've eaten sugar so long that your hormones that are necessary to break that fat into energy are not working effectively. But if you starve yourself, you build those receptor sites, you rebuild some of the hormones that help break down that fat and turn it into energy that your mitochondria can burn. So the Naval Academy took these runners, put them on the treadmill test, put the VO2 measure where they have a mask that measures the oxygen output and the carbon dioxide versus oxygen, and they measured all that, and they controlled what they ate. And one group eats a high-carb diet. They had another group eat the very low-carb diet. Well, it's when you do a low carb diet for a week or 10 days, you feel really sluggish because you don't have those hormones yet to start burning your body fat. But somewhere between 7 and 10 days, you do get those hormones. The body starts producing them and you start burning your body fat. Well, the runners that are eating the low carb could outrun the group that are eating the high carb diet. And I told Dr. Atkins, I said, I've been waiting for that study for years, because every time they do the next study, they only let it run for about 2 or 3 days or 1 day. And they say, eating carbohydrates is the secret to endurance. And I knew it wasn't. And I said, they finally did it right. They finally gave it enough time for the body to build up those hormones. And, you know, it really takes 10 days to 2 weeks. And he said, boy, that's a great study. Where'd you get that? And I kept talking, because I got it from his newsletter. And I realized he didn't write it, and he didn't read his own newsletter. And I didn't want to embarrass him, so I kept talking. But nevertheless, at first, you're not going to have much energy. You got to take some electrolytes, like Emergen-C and some of these other products that have vitamin C and potassium, a little calcium, manganese, and all this in there. Because when you go on a low-carb diet, you start washing out minerals. For every gram of carbohydrates you eat, you hold 2.5 grams of water. So when people first go on a low-carb diet, they drop a lot of water weight. But that's good because their blood pressure comes down dramatically. When your blood sugar is going at an elevated level, it causes your kidney to retain sodium. And now you have too much fluid inside your blood vessel. But it also, when the blood sugar drops, like a diabetic does, it goes up and down the roller coaster, up and down the hill, coming up, going down, coming up, coming down. It causes your adrenal gland that sits right on top of the kidneys to panic. And when it panics, it wants the body to break down protein out of the muscle to get more sugar. But it causes your blood vessels to constrict. So now you got too much fluid in there and you have a constriction. Now you have high blood pressure that's going to also damage your kidneys and damage your eyes and damage everything else and give you a heart attack and give you a stroke. But when you go on a low carb diet, all that excess water starts washing out, but it takes the minerals with it. So you a lot of times feel fatigued because you don't have the minerals to run your electrical system. So you need to take some trace minerals or maybe a little sea salt or some of the different things in water to replace it. You can buy good trace minerals, and probably a grocery store might have them, but any health food store, you can buy good trace minerals and the major minerals. Major minerals being magnesium, really important because it relaxes the blood vessels. Actually runs between 300 and 400 different functions in the body. Calcium. Most people get enough calcium in their diet. And if they're doing low carb and they're eating some cheese, they'll probably be just fine with their calcium. But potassium, also very, very important. And there's some minor ones like manganese and some others that you have to have. You miss just a few of those minerals and things don't function. So when you're doing a low carb diet, you need to be sure you're getting your minerals. You need to be sure you're getting your B vitamins on top of taking Ultramind Restore. On top of using Rejuvenate Gel on your legs and feet and different areas, you need to be sure you're getting your B vitamins. Very important. And so.
We're at the top of the hour. Just to make sure everybody knows that if they hit *5 on their phone, their hand will go up and they can ask you questions. I don't know if you're close to questions. I just want to make sure.
Let's go ahead. I've given enough information. We've covered some of this ground before. Let's go ahead and jump into questions. So if anyone has a question for me, go ahead and answer it, and we'll do about 10 minutes of questions, and we'll call it a day.
Great. Hit *5 if you've got a question. And it can be about today's subject or anything else you may have come across or be concerned about. I know Shirley Cassavant had a question about mind fog, and she may want
brain
to
fog.
Ask, I'm going to unmute Shirley so she can ask her question about that. Shirley, are you there?
Yes, I have a dear friend, and she has a concern. She's just started on an oil today. She receives it in the mail, and I've noticed some tendency for her to repeat herself during many conversations. And being a good friend, I could speak up boldly and tell her I was concerned. And rather than getting angry, because we're good friends of many years, she listened to me. And she's very, very pleased now that she's recognized that, and she started on something that could reverse her situation. So can you suggest other things she might be doing? She's in her 80 years old.
Okay, first of all, Shirley, something I want to say for everyone. Not only does sugar and starch cause our problem, so does the bad oils. One of the worst things that ever happened in our society was the development of margarine. And then the soy and corn oil, when they hydrogenated these seed oils, they created an inflammatory substance that actually pries open the cell wall. And the body doesn't want to do it. It's almost like plastic. Omega-3 oil that comes from hemp or fish oil, knocks that out, cleans that back out. But and that's one of the great things about why I take 2 or 3 grams of omega-3 oil every day, which also brings down joint inflammation. It lowers brain. Someone was talking about, I think Dale or someone was talking about, Roger, about inflammation throughout the body. Well, there's some areas of the body that don't have pain receptor sites, like the brain itself. Inside the head, we have them, but not the brain. This is the lining of the skull. So when you have inflammation in the brain, not only can you have dementia and Alzheimer's, you can have depression or maybe some neurological problems, maybe bipolar and stuff. But those problems do not show up as pain, but they do show up. So you got to avoid, and you guys will get a copy of this if you want. Again, so if I speak too fast, you can hear it again. Peanut oil, very bad for you, because it's been hydrogenated. Canola oil, they not as bad as some of the ones I'm going to list, but it's not good for you. Cottonseed oil, very bad for you. They use that a lot with nuts. They soak nuts in it. If you read the back of the packages, they'll say cottonseed oil many times. Then the ones they cook with, the safflower, sunflower, corn, and soy, horrible, really horrible. They're hydrogenated oils. The USDA said only 2.5 grams. That's a very small amount, folks. Probably half a teaspoon, a quarter of a teaspoon is enough to bring on heart disease. Well, you take French fries, and what is a French fry to oil? It's a sponge. And they were using hydrogenated oil. I don't know how many hundreds of grams you might get, or at least 50 grams of hydrogenated oil in a McDonald's or whoever, any of these fast food restaurants. They're French fries. They may have switched. Some of them are switching to coconut oil, which is good for you. But the problem is the potato itself is going to raise your blood sugar and cause problems and cause inflammation. But the combination of the two is really deadly. And people living on fast food. So she needs to get rid of the bad oils. And the good oils are olive oil, omega-3 oil, hemp oil, macadamia oil, walnut oil, not as good as some of these I mentioned, but it's good. And I'm trying to think of some of these others. And then our black seed oil, phenomenal oil. You can take, you might get extra black seed on top of what we have in here. We have the highest quality of olive leaf and olive oil and black seed oil that you can possibly find. That's why we get so much out of just a little bit, because it's not like what's typically on the market. And in fact, Roger and I were going to talk today to you guys about it, but we didn't do it. And maybe we'll do it Monday night. How most companies approach making products, how they go after the profit and not the quantity and quality. They don't go after things that really make a difference. They just go, they want to make as much profit as they can. They're trying to stay in business. but they end up giving you products that don't do much. This product, if they sold you like a typical company, it would cost $150, $200 if they put the margin on what it costs them to manufacture it. But it has to go through all these processes that gets the XCS technology to work. But anyway, she needs to avoid the bad oils. Add the good oils to her diet. Butter's fine. Butter and, coconut oil is great too. It's a good cooking oil. Macadamia oil is probably the best cooking oil, but it, is expensive. So, olive oil, my friend, Dr. Becker says, if you use 3 tablespoons of olive oil a day, you'll put the brakes on heart disease. If you use 5, you'll reverse it. I still haven't found out where he got that research from, but he uses a lot of research, so I trust him. It wasn't just something he threw out. Did that answer your question?
Well, that sounds great. I will put this in the text and the email to her, you know, and suggest some of the things that she should be avoiding. And she's now started on our more mito oil. So this is her first day. And so I'm looking forward to results with it, because I know people are having them with memory loss, et cetera, because of some of our testimonials we have on our fantastic back office.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Reversing long-term memory problems. So, yeah, folks, definitely.
Dr. Dan, we've got a second question. This one comes from Charlene. Let me unmute her. Charlene, go ahead and ask your question.
Hi, Dr. Dan. I wanted to ask you, I was diagnosed with diabetes back in 2012, but and I had that, somebody on the call earlier mentioned the team that they got released from, and I got released from that team too, that the pharmacist kind of keeps up with you. And but I want to ask a question. I used to prick my finger and write down my numbers and all of that stuff, and I haven't done that really in ages. I just kind of watch what I eat, and I do my A1C, and I just did it, and it's like a 7.1, even though they're the normal, they say, is all the way down to 5 point something. It used to be 6, but when you're older, is what they told me, it's within the range, it's acceptable, this 7.1 that I have. So I just wanted to ask the question, if I'm not pricking my finger and doing all that stuff, I did it fakely for years. I haven't done it for a minute. Is that an issue as long as I'm watching what I'm eating and I'm doing my A1C?
Well, I don't want to say don't worry about it, because you may eat something and it may drop your blood sugar too far and you could, you know, go into diabetic coma. But generally speaking, I would think you probably know your body pretty well. You know how you're feeling. You know that if you're really getting sort of lightheaded or out of whack, to eat a little bit of something to bring that back up. And I think people that have worked with this for a while get an attunity feeling or awareness of their body of what to do. Now, I do want to mention to people, to get a slow release, if you're eating something that has carbohydrates in it, and I'm not suggesting you eat something, I mean, there's plenty of vegetables that have carbohydrates, but they're non-starchy vegetables, and those will break down very, very slowly. But to help things break down slowly, fats slow it down. Proteins slow it down. So if you do slip off and you're eating something that has some fats with it, you probably won't have the same impact. You won't have the same impact than you would if you ate it isolated. And so taking a tablespoon of coconut oil with something, or some nut butter like macadamia butter or some of these almond butter with something will help slow that down. Fiber does a fantastic job. And I think Shirley asked me last time about flax oil. I don't recommend flax oil because it's inflammatory. I do recommend our flax. I don't recommend flax oil either. I recommend omega-3 oil, fish oil. But I do recommend these flackers, FLACKERS. They're little toasted seeds I pick up at health food stores. And if you want to dip them in something like, these low carb, humus, for instance, pretty low carb. If you want to dip that in humus or, you want to dip it in, a cheese, they have some now that are made from almond, oil or made from, cashews. If you want to snack on something like that, you can use these or just snack on them themselves. They're pretty darn tasty. I have one in front of me here that's made with hemp seeds, by Flackers. They have some flax in there, but that is not like taking flax oil in replace of a good omega-3 fish oil. I do recommend this because when you increase your fiber, and there's a lot of good fibers out there, when you increase your fiber, it slows down in the breakdown of the sugar in the intestines so you don't get a big spike. It also helps carry that excess sugar and stuff out of the body. So using flax, using fat, healthy fats, good fats, will help with your blood sugar and protein. And a friend of mine wanted me to meet for a business meeting yesterday. So what did I have for lunch? I had a little 6-ounce sirloin and broccoli and cauliflower. And I think there's some cucumbers with some ranch dressing on it. That's what I ate for lunch. No problem with that. I don't ever have any trouble eating out. In fact, I eat out a lot. I'm a bachelor. Don't get around to cooking much. Except maybe poached eggs or something. So there's a lot of ways you can eat here. And with these low-carb breads, like, I don't know if I mentioned it last week, Mikey's, yeah, I did mention it, M-I-K-E-Y, dash S, Mikey's Muffins. There's one that's a raisin muffin. I'm not recommending that. I bet it tastes great, but I'm not recommending that. There's one that doesn't have raisin muffin, and it's made, I believe, out of coconut flour. Really tasty. And the julienne breads, really quite tasty. I use one bread instead of two, and I put some old turkey or chicken on that with some mayonnaise or some good mayonnaise or mustard, which would even be a little bit healthier. And I'm back going like, oh, this is what I used to do 30 years ago when I ate bread. And I'm not having to avoid bread anymore. But I'm not eating wheat bread. I'm not eating grain. Grains are very harmful to you. I had a debate with a guy just a while back on that, trying to explain to him why we're not a grain-eating animal. The animals that do eat grains have a totally different digestive system. They have a variety of stomachs, and they have all these enzymes that break those grains down. We don't have that. We can eat seeds, but seeds and grains are not the same thing. We're not meant to eat grains. And yet it's a cheap food source. I'm going to leave you with this. The Egyptians used to eat 5 loaves of bread, honey, and oil was what the soldiers of the Egyptians were given. The Romans made fun of them. They called them the bread eaters. The Romans ate meat and probably nuts and fruits, but they lived on a lot of meat and stuff. When they look at the skeletons of the Roman soldiers, they were big and strong and muscular, and you can tell how muscular they were because the hole that the tendon, let's say the tendon for the bicep that goes into the forearm, the bigger that hole is, the bigger the tendon was, the bigger the bicep was. Well, the Romans' mummies, they mummified everyone. I thought it was just the royalty. They mummified everyone. Well, they had fat robes. Their teeth were gone because there was so much sand they couldn't get out with the way they milled the flour, and their arteries, they could tell that the arteries were shut down, were really clogged from all that grain that they ate. So we're not a grain-eating animal. We're not meant to eat grain. We get away with it some. The body can adapt to a lot of things. We get away with it. We're not meant for it. Any other questions? Or did that answer your question, Charlene?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Okay. I think we're about ready to call it a day, Dale.
Everybody,
still there. Yeah.
Thank you for joining us. Dr. Dan, thank you for all this information. Again, diabetes is a huge problem in America. You may have seen Julie Chin from Tulsa, Oklahoma, a newscaster on September 6th, suffer the beginnings of a stroke during her newscast. If you Google diabetes, you'll see that it is a leading cause of strokes. People are twice as likely to have a stroke if they've got diabetes. And listen, as Dr. Dan has pointed out, it's the disease that's silent. Many people have it, they don't even know. Leading cause of problems with eyes. It's more than just blood sugar. Leading cause of lower limb being amputated. And the answers are simple. Diet and smart use of things like Restore can have a dramatic impact on what's going on inside.
Well, let's say that, Dale. First of all, I want to say one thing for Leanne. That friend of mine, Dr. McDay, that had the diabetes and that saved his own life by learning how to do nutrition. A few years ago, I was taking a naturopathic degree. I thought of maybe getting a double doctorate. And I went, and mainly because I enjoyed learning. And I was sitting in the class and with about 8 other, 10 other people, I don't know. And he said, what causes diabetes? And I said, oh, well, in the same little story I just gave you. Get rid of the receptor sites. Now the blood sugars can't get in. The body's trying to protect itself. But because you've lost receptor sites and can't bring it into the cell to be burnt, now you're diabetic. He said, that's right. But that's not the answer. The answer is mitochondrial dysfunction. When the mitochondria, the furnace that burns that sugar, is not able to burn it, you become diabetic. And I thought the analogy, I just came up with it right before I said it. Those old stoves that had the stove pipe that in the houses 100 years ago or so, and they put wood in there and they'd burn it. Well, you'd open the door, and that's like the insulin, open the door so the sugar to go in. You open the door, and you stick that log in, and you burn it. And you create that energy, and it keeps everything warm within the house. Now, having diabetes is like closing, keeping that door closed because there's it doesn't want any more wood. But then it gets where it won't let that door open, and so the person's hungry. And the logs are building up in the inside the house, and you don't and that's an analogy to building up fat, but you're not getting the energy into where it needs to go. What we are doing here with the Restore product is we're revving up that mitochondria, and we're building more mitochondria. So now that sugar can be drawn in. The body knows it can be drawn in. It wants that, and because it has the ability to burn it. Now that it has the ability to burn it, it will start building up the receptor sites, and after a little while, that's why people's blood sugar comes down. You may have to do Restore 3 times a day in the early stages to get the body more sensitive to insulin, to help the mitochondria pull that in and utilize it. But I believe, from my experience over the years with this company, you can take someone that has high blood sugar, and once they get their mitochondria revved up and more mitochondria, I mean, let's say you should have 1,000 mitochondria inside a healthy muscle cell, a skeleton muscle like your bicep or your thigh muscle, whatever, in every cell. But you only have half that or a third of that. Well, then you're lethargic. You don't have energy, and you can't burn that sugar. But now you start building those up. The cells become more energetic, then everything changes. You go from a mitochondrial dysfunction to a mitochondrial function and a mitochondrial abundance. If you exercise on top of that, which stimulates the development of more mitochondria, you're really doing something. Exercise is so important for a diabetic because it burns up the excess blood sugar. As soon as I'm done here, I'm headed to the swimming pool. I'm going to work out for about an hour in the swimming pool. And I'm looking forward to it. I have a new way of doing it. I'm playing, but I have to have that. I can't just sit on my butt all day long and say, oh, everything's okay. You can for a little while, and then it catches up with you. So I got to go work out since we're done here. You need to start a gentle walking program or whatever, and whether you want to do it in the mall, which I think is sort of a cool idea because you can do it all year round and do that. I see people doing that, and I think that's great for them. They'll be doing it for another 10, 20 years. But do something you enjoy. Putting on some music and dance. Move around, whether there's someone there or not. Move around and get your body moving. Or hang on to something and move and do as much as you can. But please try to move. Try to eat low carb, a keto diet, and intermittent fasting. And use the Restore sometimes three times a day. That's the main thing I want to take. And avoid the bad oils and use more good oils like olive oil, olive leaf, oil we have in the Black Sea we have, but macadamia and coconut oil, those kind of oils. Use those good oils, and I think you're on the way of being so much healthier. Give yourself a little time. And what you'll find is it will you'll turn around maybe 2 or 3 months down the line or 4 months ago. Wow, I'm so much different than I used to. You may not notice it at first. And then you realize, if I look back the way I was lethargic, couldn't get out of the recliner. Now I'm different. Okay, let's call today, Dale.
All right. Thank you, everyone.